Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This Snip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow! Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Snip Impressions for the week of the 2nd of March, 2015. The title, Maintenance Month. Here at Paparitalo Publications, we are celebrating maintenance as our theme for March. If it turns out to be popular enough, we will likely do this again in the fall, perhaps October. Your feedback will help us decide if this is a good idea. I have spoken of maintenance in this column many times over the years. This particular column is being sandwiched by a column last week on top-level managers and one next week on production managers. As we pause to talk about maintenance, I'll offer that I have seldom ever seen managers at the top or at the production level which give enough credit to maintenance. A well-maintained facility is a dream to operate. A poorly maintained facility loses money, has poor morale, and is a safety nightmare. Speaking of safety, we'll be offering our first safety special on Pulp and Paper Radio International at www.pnpri.com on the 17th of March, 2015. We are calling it simply the Safety Show 15. Maintenance and safety go hand in hand in so many ways, so we thought it appropriate to debut it this month. We will have a roundup of the safety record of our industry in North America over the last several years and have some very interesting interviews in the show. Again, you'll be able to listen to it on the 17th of March and going forward from there. If you're interested in sponsoring it, we still have a few slots open and you can contact Helen Rausch at helen.rausch@taii.com for more information.
Today's Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Conmark Systems Incorporated. Conmark provides continuous improvement solutions for mill operations. Visit them at www.conmark.com. And Fulton Systems. Their designs are built on proven methods and technology. You can find them online at www.fultonsystems.com.
Maintenance takes money and it takes people. On the money side, the sad situation is there can appear to be a disconnect between maintenance and operations. Take a well-maintained mill. You can starve maintenance for about 24 months before you'll notice the lack of spending. Then, almost all at once, things will come crashing down. Those things are usually bearings. My experience says about 70% of maintenance problems involve rotating assemblies, and that means bearings in most cases. The reason for the failures, when they come in swarms, is because bearings are precisely designed to a failure limit called MTBF, or mean time between failures. Ignore bearings and you can set your calendar and watch by the predictability of their failures. Another 10% of maintenance problems reflect neglect of fluid and vapor systems, particularly valves and traps. The last 20% is control systems, computers, and intranet neglect. Immoral, hotshot managers love to be placed in charge of well-maintained mills. They slash maintenance, dropping those costs to the profit line, and plan to bail out before the maintenance bomb hits. I am always suspect of high flyers whose careers consist of two-year stints at a number of facilities. Allow me to examine the records of those facilities for the 2 years after they left each one before I heap on my praise. Thank you. And yes, the word immoral leading off this paragraph was not a mistake. People are the other half of a good maintenance equation. You long-term readers will know that what I'm about to say next. The best source of maintenance people when you are hiring from the outside is hospitals. Within hospitals, the best source is maintenance people responsible for maintaining surgeries. Why? Nothing can be allowed to go wrong in a surgery. It is the highest standard of maintenance attitude of which I am aware. I haven't placed it above airplane maintenance, and I have had maintenance people from both fields work for me. I think the difference is airplane maintenance people are just a little more distant from the people their work affects. For maintenance managers, I also like those with military experience. Again, their assets must be maintained at a high state of readiness, and if they do break, they require repair under onerous conditions. They truly know how to fix things while under fire. There is a shortage of maintenance people in our industry today, and there are many discharged soldiers, both enlisted personnel and commissioned officers, looking for jobs. I don't understand why this supply and this demand have not found each other and remedied this problem. Do you value maintenance? We solicit your thoughts in our quiz this week, and you can take it online. For safety this week, I am not joking when I say safety and maintenance go hand in hand. If you have a safety problem, it is likely you have a maintenance problem too. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This NIP Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow! Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 16th of March, 2015. Maintenance malfeasance starts at the top. If you are a CEO, I suspect you religiously obey all maintenance and recall notifications you receive for your Benz, Jaguar, or Tesla. Why don't you treat your operating assets with such care? Why do you let your mill operators get by with lousy maintenance practices? It wouldn't be because you are afraid it will affect your bonus, would it? When the pulp and paper industry got into trouble in the 1990s, the accounting departments came up with a great discovery. At least they thought it was great, and simply stated it was this, quotes, "We do not need to reinvest at the rate of our depreciation," end quotes. Perhaps they can be forgiven for that search for profits, real or imagined, that led to such a thinking, but it was just one more stick on the flaming fire of deferred maintenance. I have yet to see a detailed study that defines what level of depreciation replacement should be the level for a properly maintained mill. And I'll surprise you, I don't think it needs to be 100%. However, I have strong feelings that the proper level is something higher than to 80 to 85% of depreciation.
Today's NIP Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Conmark Systems Incorporated. Conmark provides continuous improvement solutions for your mill operations. Visit them at www.conmark.com. And Fulton Systems. Their designs are built on proven methods and technology. You can find them online at www.fultonsystems.com.
We have talked many times here about the hotshot manager that takes over the well-maintained mill and slashes maintenance. They know how long to stay, 2 years, and then they jump before the place comes crashing down around them. The damage they cause, however, is not just to the assets. That can be fixed. The longer-term damage and the more difficult to fix is to the culture. They have turned that facility into a place of chaos, mismanagement, and poor quality. This can last for years and years. And this must be laid at the feet of top management, for they're the ones ultimately that let this happen. Yes, I have worked for CEOs who, when you come into their office to tell them about a problem, such as poor maintenance, figuratively put their hands over their ears and yell, na-na-na-na-na, until you leave. Likely, these people arrived at their position by skimping on maintenance. Boards of directors should commission outside studies on what level is proper maintenance for the type of facilities their companies operate, and then they should hold management accountable for making at least an industry normal profit level at that level of maintenance. When they do this, they will find they are in for a big surprise. After a fairly short period of time, 4 to 6 quarters, they will find their profitability will beat their peers. Why? Because their facilities are running better than their peers. They have more uptime, make better quality products, and have fewer safety issues. Maintenance suffers from the fact that eliminating maintenance today drops immediately to the bottom line, but over the long term, the results of poorly planned maintenance expenditures are absolutely debilitating. When you read of a mill shutting down because it was no longer cost competitive in a grade that is absolutely viable, more than likely the root cause may be maintenance. Capital investment and logistics play a part, of course, but poor maintenance just may be the tipping point. What to do? I think it's time to push this problem to the top. After all, if the manager of a facility is getting by with poor maintenance, it's because some executive somewhere is allowing this to happen. Hold the executives accountable for the preservation of the company and you can stop this problem. What do you think? How would you fix the maintenance issue? You may take our quiz online. For safety this week, it is always easy to talk about safety when we talk about maintenance. They go hand in hand. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This NIP Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 23rd of March, 2015. The title, Do We Need Ladders and Platforms? Following the findings in the Safety Show 15 on Pulp and Paper Radio International, I wrote in the Light Green Machine Institute weekly newsletter this week questioning the need for ladders and platforms. This is such an important topic, I chose to bring it here. I submit we continue to add ladders and platforms to existing and new installations without thinking, just because we've always done it that way. However, I have come in recent weeks to view many ladders and platforms as I might view a gallows, a potential instrument of death. Why do we install ladders and platforms? Well, in the old days, we did it so we could see things up close and perform maintenance on equipment, including lubrication, vibration analysis, and so forth. That is why we did it in the old days. Why do we do the same thing now? Cameras and instruments can do almost everything we used to think we had to be up close and personal to do. If we carefully design machinery locations, wholesale replacements can often be done at ground level or at worst on a large mezzanine with ample room to work.
Today's NIP Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Conmark Systems Incorporated. Conmark provides continuous improvement solutions for your mill operations. Visit them at www.conmark.com. And Fulton Systems. Their designs are built on proven methods and technology. You can find them online at www.fultonsystems.com.
If you say you need a ladder or platform to see because a camera can become fogged up or dirty, you just aren't thinking. Which is safer, to install a camera that has provisions for in-situ remote lens cleaning, or allow a person to go up there in safety glasses which they're going to have to remove and wipe clean of condensation? Think about that for a minute. Every stairs is a fall or trip hazard waiting to happen. We are better than this. With some small effort, we can design systems of instruments and cameras to eliminate the necessity of many routine trips into the fog and slime of the wet end. We just make those trips because we are used to doing it that way. And many of these ventures into the fog are made in a hurry with many things besides sure footing on our minds. Think of how many times you have seen people bounding up a stairs to see what was the forming table was looking like, or for an up-close look at the slice. With today's high-definition cameras, we can get a closer, better look than we ever can with direct observation. On top of that, we can record what we see for archival reference. Think the rooster tail is worse than it was last week? Look at the archives and compare directly. Don't rely on your memory. Vibration sensors are cheap and can remotely monitor the peskiest bearing location. Lube systems pump oil and grease everywhere you need it with flow meters at floor level for adjustment. There is an instrument that can remotely measure anything else you want to measure. For the occasional observation or measurement, there are RPAs, that is, remotely piloted aircraft, often called drones. It is time to stop playing chutes and ladders in our mills. This is not a game. Lives have been lost, and there is a potential for more lives to be lost on these dangerous structures. Start seriously evaluating every ladder and platform on your site today. What do you think? Let us know by taking a quiz online this week. For safety this week, I think I gave you plenty to think about in the column. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This NIP Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow! Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 30th of March, 2015. The title, Stop Doing Maintenance. A number of years ago, I was hired as a project manager to perform a number of capital maintenance projects on an old coal-fired boiler facility at a certain mill. The effort was expected to last a year and represented an expenditure in the low seven figures. I took a look at the facility and said it shouldn't be done. Instead, I recommended the money be put towards installing a natural gas package boiler, even though that was going to require extending a gas line several miles. By the way, this is before natural gas had reached its current low prices. Yet anyway I figured it, the payout was fantastic. I worked at my own expense to try to convince management to change paths and fire me, at least for the original purpose for which I was hired, to no avail. Sometimes we get so caught up in doing maintenance on an existing asset that we cannot see that there is a better way. Sometimes we are trapped by the accountants and finance department. The old assets are still on the books at a ridiculously elevated value, and cash is too tight to do things right. Nevertheless, you need to raise a stink. In another old mill I worked at in 30 years or so ago, we still had motor generator sets as our, quote, state-of-the-art, end quotes, DC drive. These were controlled by cabinets full of vacuum tubes. Every shutdown was a thrill, and electricians walked around with cases of these old tubes, several of which had to be replaced on every shutdown, in order to get these creaky old machines to start up once again. At the same time, the CEO of this company rejected a batch of new wooden file cabinets purchased for his floor and headquarters because the grain in the wood on the face of the cabinets did not line up from one cabinet to the next. Priorities seem to be a bit out of alignment, wouldn't you agree?
Today's Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Conmark Systems Incorporated. Conmark provides continuous improvement solutions for your mill operations. Visit them at www.conmark.com. And Fulton Systems. Their designs are built on proven methods and technology. You can find them online at www.fultonsystems.com.
We have many ancient equipment installations on which we should stop doing maintenance. Agitators in far-off wastewater treatment ponds are one of my favorites. Managers never go out there, so the hourly maintenance people are doomed to keep replacing the impellers and drive systems on the same old agitators. There have been so many improvements in this area that the payoff on replacing agitators is often in weeks when someone finally gets around to doing something about it. There are few distinct pieces of equipment that are worth keeping past 20 years of age. Let me clarify by example, however. You may have a winder whose frame, bedrolls, and so forth are in great shape, even though it is 40 years old. But what about the drive? What about the controls? What about the slitter section? All of these items can be replaced on their own, resulting in more uptime, less manual work, and in the case of a slitter section, safer, faster, and more accurate changes. It should be a straightforward cost-benefit calculation to determine when replacement makes sense. Back to the old mill with the vacuum tubes. The powerhouse was obsolete by 1970 and the paper machines by 1980. They were manufactured in a grade that is still viable today. However, the old mill finally got in a real catch-22 situation. If you consider replacing the powerhouse, you had to realize you're putting a state-of-the-art powerhouse next to the obsolete paper machines. If you consider replacing the paper machines, the opposite was true. Finally, the old place was closed and demolished. This happens to all mills at some time, and maybe this one was taken as far as it could go. However, one has to wonder if things would have turned out differently if replacements had been timely. What do you think? Are you working in a state-of-the-art mill or a museum? You can take our quiz this week to express your opinion. For safety this week, I don't have to tell you what obsolete equipment does for overall safety. Or do I? It is a subtractive experience. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.